Welcome to the Everything Cancer Podcast, the empowering extra-large suitcase of the cancer journey. I'm your host, Jill, longtime oncology certified nurse and cancer support group facilitator. Welcome. This show is designed for survivors and those who love them and to offer providers insight and fresh perspectives. Our spectrum of guests include inspiring survivors who share their journey, challenges, and how they thrive. Providers who give us insight into strategies for treatment, symptom management, and thriving through all stages of the cancer journey. Cancer care team members will give us behind-the-scenes insight into cancer care. If you understand it better, you'll be a more effective self-advocate. Leaders from cancer support organizations will share their stories and the resources their organizations provide. We'll talk about rekindling intimacy when cancer has changed your world, and we'll break down effective self-advocacy strategies into easy-to-follow steps. We'll talk about everything cancer. Thank you for listening to the Everything Cancer Podcast. We greatly appreciate you being part of this community. The information shared on this podcast is not intended to be used for medical advice. For any healthcare concerns you have, please consult with your healthcare team. The staff at Everything Cancer Podcast will not be answering individual healthcare concern questions. If you would like to support the Everything Cancer Podcast, there are links in the show notes to our Patreon page and our website through which you can do that. We would greatly appreciate your support. Also, for information pertinent to our guests and their websites or books they have, there will be links in our show notes for them. We hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, welcome to the Everything Cancer Podcast. I'm your host, Jill, and I'm really happy to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about another pillar of self-advocacy on the cancer journey, and that is understanding what is important to you in both the short term and long term. Understanding these factors will help you have discussions that are more effective with your provider, with your family members, with your caregivers, and with your loved ones. Having your symptoms well managed, being on a treatment schedule, whether that's maintenance or acute treatment, those can all impact things that you really want to engage in. And so understanding what your long-term and your short-term goals are helpful in your discussions with all these people, your providers included. Some examples of some short-term goals are being able to go on a family vacation in a month or so. You want to make sure you feel your best for that. So ensure that your provider is aware of what your plans are and how important this is to you. If you are currently receiving treatment and you might find that how you don't feel so hot or your treatment dates are going to intersect with your family time away, then it's important to discuss that with your provider. I do want to stress that you do not want to be changing your treatment times or dates often. It is very important to stay aligned with the schedule that was found to be optimal during clinical trials. But it is also important to enjoy life. It is important to spend time with those that you love. And that helps you feel better about things and it helps you get a break from things. I'm not suggesting medical advice. I'm suggesting that you talk with your provider. You need to make sure it's not happening at a critical time too. So talk with your provider about things. Because you also need to feel good about how things are going and you need to feel like you're enjoying your life and you're having a higher quality of life. For example, of a short-term goal is being able to go to work every day or however many days a week you would like to engage in your job. Feeling well enough to go to your book club or your card club. That social interaction of work and those types of clubs, that's really important at any point on the cancer journey. If you feel less isolated, it inserts a tone of normalcy into your cancer journey. And it also gives you a support family of some sort. If these are people that you're seeing on a regular basis, they're going to be invested in what's going on with you. And having that around you is really important. We've talked before about support groups being important because the shared experience is important. And these social interactions are too. So talk with the people that can impact how you're able to show up at these things, and let them know what's happening that you're not able to show up, so that you and them can, you and your provider can have a discussion, or you and your family members, if that's what's getting in the way, can have a discussion about you getting there, because these quality of life things are important for you to do. Another example of a short-term thing is maybe completing a major project for work that's really important to you, and being able to have the energy and drive necessary for that. So you might need a boost of symptom management, or a boost in extra sleep, or something like that. So working with your provider and or working with your family to help you meet that goal, having that discussion is important. Some examples of long-term goals might be feeling well enough for a child's wedding next year, or a grandchild's wedding, seeing your youngest child or oldest child off to prom next year, getting yourself together for that, feeling well enough to work effectively towards a promotion at work, or getting yourself off to prom, work with your provider, work with your family and say, this is really important to me. If you write these things down and you have them, and then you include them on your next steps that are also in your journal, and then write down talking points about these. So you have your thought, your goal of what's important to you. Then you may have some talking points surrounding that. That's going to help you have these discussions. So journaling in a notebook in your phone is great, as long as you're writing it down and you can think through it. If you happen to buy Cancer Journey Guide and Journals, Empowerment in Diagnosis, Treatment, and Beyond from Amazon, the section that talks about assessing and reassessing what is important to you is on page 33. The area to write down what is important to you starts on page 169. And the area of the journals to write down your talking points starts on page 185. So there's a set of journals devoted to each type of activity in the Cancer Journey Guide and Journals to help you stay organized with all of this. Another important point to discuss with this is that what's important to you, what is of priority to you, is dynamic. Life changes, you change. Your family changes, your priorities are going to change. And that's fine, as long as you acknowledge that and write them down. And don't let your family members give you a hard time about you changing your mind. You are the person walking in your shoes. So be okay with being dynamic. Be okay with these changing. Just write them down so they can factor easily into your conversations and you can speak strongly and well to them. I hope that you found this episode useful to you. I know that this type of discussion has been very useful to other people. I've witnessed it myself. So give it a shot. And I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. Short and sweet, but making a difference. Thank you for being here. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Everything Cancer Podcast. If you would like to show your support, there are links in the show notes to do so. The information in this podcast is not intended to be used for medical advice. For any healthcare concerns you may have, please consult with your own healthcare team. The staff here at Everything Cancer Podcast will not be answering individual healthcare questions. Thank you, take care, and we'll see you back for the next episode of Everything Cancer. Bye-bye.